The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria. Yes, we're back on Dailies today. Live from our studios here on Etimian Crescent, Victoria Island, in Lagos here. Thank you, Lagos, for being a part of it. 7:32 is the time. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Disu. Happy Valentine's Day for all it's worth. I'm not really giving to all this Valentine thingy anymore. I was in my younger days, but we've gone through a lot through thick and thin that we've taken a beating. But to all those who are lovers and so on and so forth, happy. A very famous hangout for me that would have been crowded today, as at yesterday had only one order, for one of their delicacies at this thing. So that's the mood of the country. But for all it's worth, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Okay.
What is happy Valentine's Day to them?
I said it earlier.
When?
I said it before you.
You have to say it in my presence so that I will endorse it.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And please, this is not a reason for you to start calling the Uncle Valentine Minko. You know, because in Nigerians, you always, on their birthday, Uncle Birthday Minko.
Yeah.
On your own birthday, Kilamafi Wey. So you always have to.
You're always giving.
Let me bring out my wallet. I don't have cash. And my network,
they will say do transfer.
My network is down.
They will come with their POS.
No, my network is down.
They will come with their POS.
I lost my card.
You cannot have all this list now.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Let's, and I don't know the impact this lack of money would have, lack of shortage of fund would have on vast
you don't need to be an economist to know. You see, because what it has actually done is that even those who don't spend cash now are now in a state of panic. I hardly spend cash.
That's right.
But I'm now realizing that, hey, I might not have money, So it's going to affect seriously. And then the mind is not in that mode with an election next week. It's just next week. Next week,
that's
Saturday.
Right. That's right.
With an election next week. Everywhere is tense. So people just manage to go to work and run back home. Everywhere it stands, you've got to be very, very careful. Violence here and there, you've got to be very, very careful.
Yes, you have to. Yes. Let's begin with Daily Trust. Bank ignore Supreme Court reject old notes.
I'm not surprised. One of your callers called in today. You see, this is caused by the CBN. Okay, because the CBN will claim, A, it was probably not served the ruling because they were not a party to.
That's right.
Yeah, so they can't give that instruction. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a bit unfair of the CBN to hide behind that. Because, I called attention last week when the order was given that the CBN is the body that has, that is carrying out this, whatever it is, on behalf of the government, but they have the autonomy. And that if they had, I knew they would hide behind. Now, because the president is resolute on this, I can see that in what is going on. He is hell-bent. When he asked for 7 days, he probably thought that by 7 days, the supply would have increased. For the umpteenth time, let me make this clear that the issue in contention now is not the old currency or the new currency. The issue in contention now is a different thing entirely. Cash available.
Yep.
It's cash available. So, and something tells me maybe they didn't print enough, or there is, they're just trying to hold on until the election next week is over and then ease up on it. But people are suffering. And one would have to appeal to the CBN to take a second look at what's going on. People are actually suffering. I also saw the video of the papa that was crying. This is a man probably my age, and he couldn't pay his hospital bill. And then somebody was advising him to go and get a card. Probably wouldn't even know how to use the card and so on and so forth. You get completely confused. It's not all of us that do online banking. I think the government has to find a middle ground for this. I understand what it's all about, because what it means, like I told you, was it you I told? Sometime when one of the politicians was making the round somewhere in the Southwest, the wrapper of the money that was spent was the wrapper of a bank that existed last 10 years ago.
No way.
Yes. That's what
no
I was told
way.
Authoritatively, that the wrapper of the money, this little wrapper, was from a bank that existed 10 years ago, roughly. I don't want to mention the name of the bank, but this is what happened. It was in Anoba's palace that this morning, the rapper. So we there is every reason to believe, every reason under the sun to believe that politicians, not one in particular, probably all, have stacked up stashes of money. Who was it that said that there was one, what's his name? I think it's Guazo or so. One elderly northerner.
Guba Galadima.
Guba Galadima, who said one governor has $22 billion in cash. Well, government money in government house. What can we do? So the president is clear in his mind that he doesn't want this to happen. And the politicians are, look at the rate and the race at which the governors are going to the bank to get this done and to get that done and so on and so forth. They and a lot of our top politicians are the culprit. And look at us, for God's sake. I heard a commercial on your program this morning in which some country was putting up commercials on our radio stations in Nigeria, telling us how to conduct ourselves at the polls. And I just wept. I just fell apart. That because of the way we have behaved, we now have senior prefects guiding us. They keep coming in, guiding us, issuing statements and so on. You remember the last one we had? Obama even had to issue a statement. When are we going to get independent? We won't get independent as long as we have the mindset that we have. And we should be ashamed of ourselves. Look at the waves that Nigerians are making worldwide in every endeavor of life. The Nigerian musicians are sweeping everywhere. In the medical field, they're almost number one. They're almost number one. You know, it was a Nigerian doctor that brought us the footage and put it back. Mm-hmm. You know, we are doing all this. Mm-hmm. But our politicians just keep dragging us back. And now in the eyes of the world, some part of the world, we're like kindergarten children who have to be guided, bulls in the China shop. Very, very sad. Well, let's go to the next one.
But before we go, though, with the prolonged scarcity of Naira, what are the risks associated? The reason I ask this question, the old man that you saw, what if something had happened to him? A gentleman also sent a message in on the show today, you know, feeling so sad. He's not in the country. He's in the country, but his parents are in the village. And the parent, he said he felt really, really bad when he spoke with his mother yesterday. They had no money, nowhere to get money.
Yes.
And he was worried how they would feed, how they would do basic things. Now, and we have situations like that everywhere these days because people can't get access to money.
Money. Their money.
Their money, yes, yes. What are the likely consequences of prolonged scarcity?
I'm sure you can answer that question yourself. You just want it to come from my mouth. And we are looking at the state of anarchy if care is not taken. Yes, because people are getting very desperate. I mean, they're taking off clothes in the banks. They're going naked. They are, you know, things like that. Next thing, they start defecating before you know it. And then there's violence in some states. When people are pushed to the wall, there is no guarantee as to how they will react. And that is why we call on the government to please temper justice with mercy. I mean, if I'm allowed to use that word in this case. To find a way around how we can provide succor for our people, there are many ways in which this can be done. I think if the bankers or economists, if you bring them to the studio, they'll probably tell you one or two things that you can do under the current circumstance. Because it looks as if the supply side is a bit deficient. Something tells me that if there were enough notes to go around, why wouldn't the central bank take them to banks
to the banks?
And then raise the bar to about 50k per person. The rest you can do whatever. You know, it's ridiculous to ask people to line up and all they can take from the bank is 5k. That cannot buy you lunch in any restaurant in VI. 5k can buy you lunch in any restaurant in VI. You know, okay, that one, yes. You can get something. You probably get away with it at a bottle of water.
One portion.
I at that one place out there is like middle one portion of beans is 300. It can't fit the palm of my hand like this.
300 naira.
It's on the hard to ask for two portions. You know, so that's 600. I mean, so talking seriously, it doesn't look good. And remember, Remember why the government has to be careful. The same forces you want to use to quell any disturbance would also be affected by it.
Yes, they will.
So if you are not careful, they might just end up sympathizing with them.
Indeed. At this juncture, let's just appeal to you out there to remain calm. Let's remain calm. Let's not resort to violence and chaos.
No, of course not. It's not going to do you any good. It's not going to do you any good. You're not, even if you resort to violence, you resort to everything, you're not going to get that money on the spot. I mean, so, and please, this idea of going naked, and remember, people have cameras. Later, when everything is resolved and you're showing your nakedness in the bank, you look so stupid. Especially a woman. One woman took off this thing and the husband.
She was desperate.
Yeah, but even then, you need to put some control in what you do. One, there was one that went completely stackers.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, what for?
I saw that.
Because the truth is this. If you go stackers, I'd love to know if they were able to retrieve anything by the action that they put up. I'd love to know.
You know? Let's go get the punch. The punch has this one says, I regret raising cool alarm, Fanny Kayode, after DSS grilling.
About 2 years ago, I'd called on the Fanny Kayode family to rein in this gentleman before he does a lot of damage, not just to the nation, but also to himself. I mean, we have to call him. I have to call him directly because I know him. I know his father. His father was extremely nice to me, so it is sad to see that after the father is gone, there is a problem somewhere. I don't want to state it specifically. And if the family doesn't rein this man in, it's going to bring disrepute to his to the, and also he's going to end up in prison. Because the statement that he made was highly irresponsible. And the problem you have is that a lot of these spokespersons, rather than them trying to, you know, help their principal. Okay, so the whole idea why you're a spokesperson is to go out there and attract more votes. Not be so. At the end of the day, they end up trying to impress the you know, they're also desperate for positions. But you want to set the country on fire. And Fanny Kayode had alleged, according to the reports, that he had some article made, some generals. And you don't say that kind of thing in public. I mean, what's wrong with us? We hear a lot of things. The jungle will mature. Some of these people need to grow up. Do you want to set this country on fire because of one man's ambition or your ambition to make yourself relevant? But I am glad that he said that, you know, he regretted it. I hope he will find some time, you know, to sit quietly and the rest of his life. Because there are lots of them out there who make statements that thank God for. I don't know whether it's a sense of maturity or it's just a sense of us not being sensitive to certain things. This country would have gone up in flames long time ago. How do you make that kind of statement? And I credit for the DSS for the way he has been handled. Because, Omo, if it was like 20, 25 years ago in 1984, you try that. When this same man was president... He forgot that even those of us who are professionals, we had to do so many things under a draconian decree during Babangida's time. Some of you young people won't know what I'm talking about. But if it was under decree 4, I was doing this program, I would have gone to jail back and forth almost about 500 times. Yeah, you couldn't even criticize. But if we have a freedom of speech, for God's sake, it comes with a responsibility.
Yes,
and we have to call this gentleman out particularly because every time he has his own ambition, he doesn't care what happens to the nation. He doesn't care what happens to anybody. All he's trying to do, because in the APC structure, he's an outsider. When did he join the APC? He forced his way through. He's now one of the spokespersons. And I wonder why Ashiwaju himself can't just stick with just two spokespersons and leave it at that. So he has a more controlled whatever. If you have a Dele Alake who's been with you almost all your political life, and you have one other person, shouldn't that be enough? You know, the politics, the way we play it, I don't understand. This multiplicity of spokespersons and this and that, everybody trying to be relevant. And what I find in this particular election is the desperation of people to align themselves rather than get the job done and, you know, thump themselves on chest. They always want to impress the principal. And of course, what you know, the what happens after that, of course, is that the principal never even gets good advice. Yes, and the work doesn't get done. We will see the results next week. All this huffing and puffing and the jungle will mature and all these things that we hear that makes other countries believe that we're still like kindergarten children to be guided. You don't make volatile accusations like that and say, and then all, usually the rhetoric will be, oh, it's all politics. It's not. But I'm glad he said that he regretted it. Though in saying that, you still see some arrogance. But we need to be wary of people who have a sense of entitlement. You know, my father was this and that, say things like that. And I think probably the family need to rein him in. I have a fair idea of what it is, but it's not for me to say.
Let's go to the Vanguard now. El-Rufai, I no longer believe in leadership quality around Buhari.
You know, there was a day during FESTAC, some people were with some Jamaican, and he saw a Nigerian wearing an agbada.
Okay.
And he was on an okada. He was on a motorbike. In those days, there were no okada. Mm. And so as he was going, Babaleti Wakwa, you know, Jamaican, only African man, he might thinking wise. He might wear big parachutes. African man in my thinking wise. In my we are big parachute, this big agwada. El-Rufai thinks he's the wisest guy God ever created. Do you know why?
Why?
He's taking snipes at Buhari but hiding behind good language. When he says I no longer believe in leadership quality around Buhari, what does he mean? Buhari is the leader of the group of the leader. So if you no longer have leadership quality, if he wants to face Buhari, he should do so.
Face him.
In his quest to please his principal. And I hope he doesn't shoot himself in the foot with this. Because he says that the Buhari cabal planning interim government, El-Rufai demanding Buhari, denying Buhari to run away from APC's monumental failure, and so on and so forth. I think that El-Rufai, unfortunately, at this time, these dogs no longer hear the whistle of the hunter. Or Gbofiri or Demo. Because we will not burn this country because somebody wants to. We won't allow this country burn. Wait till the elections and let the people decide. Because how can you, a governor, a member of the ruling party, now say you no longer have belief in Buhari? A question is, Are you not just shooting yourself in the foot? It's the same party. If you run down this party, you run down this government, you expect people to now vote for the same party to put their finger on the same logo again. It won't happen. But all this showing loyalty to the principal at the risk, you know, of the well-being of this country is what you continue to see. And so he says that, what does he say here? He says that the Villa elements were working against the candidature of Bola Tinubu. Of course, there'll be people who want that, people who will be for and against him. That is not news. Like they will say in Yoruba, all of us cannot sleep in the same direction. Even within the party, there are people who will not vote for him. Even there are people in PDP who will vote for him. There are people in the APC who will vote for Atiku. There are people in PDP who will vote for him. That's what I meant. There are people in the Labour Party who will still vote for him. After some people crossed carpet 2-3 days ago. Yeah. So El-Rufai should stop heating up the polity. Or rather, let me just say that we shouldn't allow him heat up the polity. Ignore all this. Next week is just round the corner. Make sure you have your PVC, have your resolve. Make sure you put your finger where you want it. Which finger is it? Is it the thumb or the finger? You better use this one. This one is, because with thumb, we can cross two lines.
I think it's the index finger. Yeah.
The index finger. Make sure that you put the index finger. Don't allow you'll be there alone anyway. Make sure you put the index finger. Make sure it doesn't cross the line, and we won't allow these people heat up. I mean, we are so tense that nobody. I don't think any one of us gets up to 2 hours sleep in a night.
It's really. No.
But yeah, you are going on vacation.
Yes, I am.
I've been on my map. after this election, I'm all,
I'm exhausted.
Completely. Completely. You keep saying that, but they are an interim government, that, for God's sake. And okay, he says that he's not afraid to mention them. He said, I have no problem naming them. Then name them. If you have no problem naming them, name them. But he says again, he hides under this. He says, but for me, naming them is giving them traction. We could do without all this.
Let's take this one here from the Vanguard page 9. Says, campaign, we are told Oba of Lagos was not available, Peter Obi.
There was backward and forwarding yesterday in the social media, because apparently there was a statement that was issued on behalf of Akin Oshotokun, which he later denied, that they had wanted to see the Oba of Lagos, as is normally done, and that he said he wouldn't see them. That was what was said, and it was later denied. So Peter Obi was interviewed last night. I think he was on Channels.
That's right.
And he said that it really doesn't matter. It does. We'd like to know what actually happened. Let me read the account that we have here. He said that Peter Obi said they were told that Oba Akiolu was not readily available when they visited his palace yesterday as part of his campaign. When they visited his palace. Now, do you just get up and go to an Oba's palace? Don't you have you would have been arranged, you would have written him a formal letter.
That's right.
We are going to come, he'll prepare. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Peter Obi needs to clear that. We need to clear that, because it makes it look as if when you got to the palace, that it wasn't readily available. And he said, I have lived in Lagos and I have the utmost respect for Oba of Lagos, and I've always done that to every traditional ruler. For me, they are my fathers. On my arrival in Lagos, I did ask that I would like to visit the Oba of Lagos, whom I regard as a father figure. On my arrival in Lagos, which was just about 2 days ago, looks a bit untidy, because if I want to visit the Oba in 2 weeks' time, surely by now is when you start making the arrangement. For it's courtesy demands that, protocol demands that. So I don't understand that part. And he says, I've been to a few states where the Emir Obi or the Oba was not readily available. So man is to apply to visit on a new date. And he leaves it as that. And he was asked why did he go to Computer Village, Ladipo, and Alaba Markets, and why did he start from there? And I would have told Obi that the optics. Obi is not an Eastern candidate. I mean, that place is densely full of Igbos, to be honest with you. But he also belongs to the rest of us. Okay, and I think for balance, maybe he should have started the campaign from somewhere else, so that the tag that he has on him, because you see, the tribal element is coming in, and I find it very unfortunate. The social media is full of all kinds of things. We are not going to have another